This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back in the chair here at Realside Radio. I am Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. Hi, folks. It's been a few weeks since I've been back here, and it is always good to be sitting in the chair for Joe as he is doing his civic duty. And I'm very honored to be sitting in as guest host. For those that have been listening to Joe for a while, you probably know who I am. I'm a return frequent guest host, but those that don't, my name is Dave Sussman. I am a co-host at America's Voice Live. It is on America's Voice News daily from 11 to 1 Pacific time, 2 to 4 East Coast time, where I go through the news and commentary and talk about everything that there is to talk about. And, oh, there's just so much going on out there. I also have a show called Whiskey Politics, and you can find Whiskey Politics on YouTube and on Facebook. And I invite you to come check us out, see some of the videos of some of the interviews that I've had. If you listen to the show, you're going to love some of the guests that we've had over the years, people like Victor Davis Hanson and Katie Hopkins and, I don't know, Nigel Farage. I'm just going off the top of my head right now. But, yeah, we got some good people on there. So come check us out on YouTube at Whiskey Politics. Please subscribe also, you can check us out at Facebook. So, big news day today. Big news day every day. We're living in the age of Trump. And, you know, one of the things that I want to start out with, I want to go into the State of the Union, because I know Iowa is huge news. I know the acquittal is huge news. I don't think anybody was surprised by the acquittal. Maybe the only thing they were surprised with was Pierre Delecto's vote, Mitt Romney. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later here in the show. But first, Donald Trump, President Trump, delivered what many people are calling one of the best State of the Unions, not just of his presidency, but possibly of all time. Here's a quick recap of some of the highlights.
America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. But, Janiyah, I have some good news for you, because I am pleased to inform you that your long wait is over. I can proudly announce tonight that an opportunity scholarship has become available. It's going to you, and you will soon be heading to the school of your choice. In recognition of all that you have done for our nation,
I think the cameras,
the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. There is one more thing. Tonight we have a very special surprise. I am thrilled to inform you that your husband is back from deployment. He is here with us tonight, and we couldn't keep him waiting any longer.
So, listen, folks. I mean, when we talk about this from a standpoint of just pure theatrics, Okay, because let's be honest, the State of the Union is just that. It is a time for whoever the president is, Clinton, Obama, Bush, Trump, obviously, it is about them to get up and thump their chest a little bit and try to talk about their vision for the country. Donald Trump is marketing guy 101. And what he is doing by, first of all, there's no other president in the history of our country that would have had the guts to stand up and give the Medal of Freedom to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, he's one of the reasons I'm sitting here today. Everybody on radio will say the same thing. I was listening to Rush in the early 1990s when I lived in Las Vegas. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, things where you stand up and you say, yeah, he's not the first guy in radio, but he definitely created a space for conservative talk radio as well. But going through the Tuskegee Airmen, you know, the 100-year-old veteran there, you know, things where he was talking about the failing schools, and he was basically taking some of the Democrat talking points. And you see the Democrats just seething with hatred. And it was an incredible evening. Even with the finish that we're going to be talking about tonight with Nancy Pelosi tearing up the script. But, you know, I just got to say this, that we're in a place right now where, you know, the outrage that's coming from the left, I think, is getting the notice by the mainstream American public that don't focus in on this stuff like you and I and all of the rest of us in our right-of-center echo chambers generally do. It's permeating the masses, and that is why you're now seeing poll ratings at the highest level of this presidency for this president, higher than they were for Obama, for Clinton, for Bush. And he was just acquitted today. So what's going to happen between now and November? The question is, what are the Democrats going to do between now and November? Are they going to pivot and change and listen to the voters? Or are they going to do what Gerald Nadler has already suggested, and that they're going to now quadruple down and continue to investigate this president? People don't want this, folks. People are sick and tired of what they're seeing coming out of the Democrats. It's vindictive. It's petulant, it's childish, and America are starting to treat the Democrats like they treat a 3-year-old who's having a temper tantrum. They're starting to be ignored. We've got John Gabriel from Ricochet coming up, who had an incredible post last night about the State of the Union. Stay right here, folks. Dave Sussman here with Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has none.
And welcome back. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe, and having a great time on Salem Radio Network and GCN across the Fruited Plain at Realside Radio. And, you know, talking right before the break here, we were leading in regarding the State of the Union, and we played some of the highlights from Donald Trump, and he opened it up with that the State of the Union is stronger than ever before. And that happens to be the title of our next guest, John Gabriel, his latest article over at Ricochet.com, where he is the editor-in-chief and a good friend. Welcome back, John. How are you?
Doing great.
about you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for joining us in this slow news period. I know it's just boring.
Nothing happening.
We're skipping rocks right now, just trying to wonder what we can talk about. But holy cow. So, okay, yeah. Let's go straight to the State of the Union, because I want to talk about the reaction that we saw from the Democrats as Donald Trump was essentially standing up and talking about the promises of different policies that every Democrat loves. I mean, what is it that they have a problem with? Family Work Leave Act? You and I are sitting there as conservatives going, wait a minute, we kind of have a deficit problem here? But they were sitting on their hands. Are the Democrats
right.
just, can they just not come to the table because of the hatred of this president?
Yeah, they have utterly lost their minds. And it's just beyond me. This is just emotion over reason, because after they lost, they barely lost in 2016, and anyone with an ounce of common sense would say, wow, that was close, let's slightly moderate our message, and we can probably beat them next time. It's just, that's the logical way to go. Instead, they have wasted 3+ years on this impeachment fantasy that everybody knew they would impeach him in the House, and everybody knew they would acquit him in the Senate. It's exactly what happened. You have the Iowa debacle going on. They, you know, they want to take over our health care, make them all electronic health records so they can't count votes in a smaller state. And then the State of the Union, where basically Trump just took the temper to him, man. He got out of 2x4, whacked him. And also, and I think Van Jones had it last night, I had written my article before seeing his comments, but boy, he is going directly for the most solid block of Democratic voters, that's African Americans. And he's not doing it by saying nice words or lofty rhetoric or vague promises for the future. He's saying, here are the results of 3 years of me in office. Lowest unemployment for African Americans ever. You know, African American poverty at the lowest rate ever. And you can't, you know, dispute these things. Democrats are just kind of sputtering, it's a lie, he's a racist, but hey, here are the results, and vote in your own interest like you would reach out to any voter. And boy, after that, I think they should be panicked. And Van Jones mentioned on CNN, he's like, you white people on this panel don't understand. He's speaking right to the African-American voters right here. And I think he has a wonderful case to make. If he can peel off only like 5% of that vote from the Democrats, it's going to cause wreak havoc in the Electoral College for him in 2020.
Yeah, John, I met Van Jones a few years ago, and he told me point blank, he says, if Democrats lose more than 8% of the vote, of the black African-American vote, they do not win the White House. And we've got polls that are coming out right now all across the board. There's multiple polls. So everybody says they're legitimate, that they are trending right now. Black support for this president doesn't turn to votes, but black support for this president is between 30 and 40%. Now, if you have that, you are still well above 8%. And so you could see the CNN panels, and you could see the folks that are out there. They're like, that's our demographic. What are you doing? You can't go after them.
Right, and I think there kind of has been this gentleman's agreement between Democrats and Republicans that Republicans would just stay in their lane, be content with suburban and exurban and rural voters, and you know, don't come into our voting blocks at all. But Trump's just like, forget that. I love these people. I'm improving their lives, and I'm going to keep improving them. Might as well support me. So good for him for just breaking that down. And again, not doing it just by lofty rhetoric and promises and maybe, you know, laying a wreath at the MLK monument on his birthday, but instead saying, no, here are facts. Your incomes are higher than they've ever been. You know, just laying these things out, and he's like, I did that without your support. Imagine, you know, how much better it'll be after 4 more years of limited government, lower regulations, booming economy, and just see how well not only you, but everyone else in the country is going to do.
Yeah. People are watching this. They're watching the State of the Union. They're watching the impeachment vote. Polls, President Trump has got the highest poll numbers he's had of his presidency, and these polls right now are higher than Obama was at this time, Bush was, Clinton was, and so on. So he's doing something. What is it that you think that, you know, you and I are kind of in our own little echo chamber here in conservative media or right of center media, but mainstream people, what do you think they're seeing right now, and how are they feeling about this president and the Democrats?
I think one thing is, if anybody was a Trump's skeptic, independent, maybe they don't like Trump in general, if they watch the speech in the State of the Union address last night, they're like, wow, this isn't the racist, horrible, Nazi moron that the press has been portraying this guy as for 3+ years. He's actually getting stuff done. And then you look at the Democrats, and they're sitting on their hands, you know. Hey, here's a scholarship for a poor child who can't get into the school she wants. Democrats are mad. Here's a Tuskegee Airman who's 100 years old. He's a war hero. I made him Brigadier General. Democrats grumble amongst themselves. It's just, I'm sorry, I don't care what party you're in. Americans don't like that. They actually like America. They like our country. They want good things to happen, and they want to honor our heroes and help out the people who are lower income, can't get into the schools they like. And the Democrats are just enraged that all these good things are happening. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think that one of the things about this president, and you and I were both skeptical in 2016. We've had discussions about this. I wouldn't have called myself never Trumper, but I certainly went in to the voting booth with my fingers crossed behind my back. We've spoken about this, and, you know, between the judges and the regulatory reform and the taxes and blah, 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 you can't help but be impressed by his conservative bona fides. Real quickly, in our last minute here before our first break, let me ask you this. The folks that are still skeptical that are out there, are they just unhinged at this point, the Jennifer Rubins and the Bill Kristols?
Oh, yeah. When it comes to the kind of professional Never Trump class, they've lost their minds. I think half of them are doing it for economic reasons. If Max Boots writes a column saying, I left the GOP and I'm not supporting Trump, the same article he's written for 3 years straight, every 2 weeks, or twice a week, he gets invited on Bill Maher, he gets on NPR, and so it's a grift for about half of them. The other ones, they're just completely motivated by hatred. It's just nothing but emotions run rampant. They're furious that this guy's being successful instead of being thrilled that he's being successful and America's in a better place.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, you're from the great state of Arizona, and somebody that stood out last night for everybody was Kristen Cimino, the senator from the great state of Arizona. I want to get your impressions of her and a little bit more after the break here with John Gabriel. You can find him at ricochet.com, and he's great podcast, The Conservatarians. Everybody should subscribe to that on iTunes and ricochet.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America?
Hey, John.
Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio
Show.
Hit
the Twitter or something.
I always ask you to buy items made in America
whenever you can.
Thanks, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate sitting as a court of impeachment stands adjourned, sine die.
The Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. While the obstruction of Congress charge went along party lines, 53-47, the abuse of power article...
48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged.
The one Republican to vote guilty, Utah's Mitt Romney.
With my vote, I will tell my children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
Jay Sekulow is one of the president's lawyers.
The president won. The office of the president won. The Constitution won.
There's now word that Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have asked the Secret Service to turn over the travel records of Hunter Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I managed 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like... amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be?
I'm feeling pretty lucky tonight, folks, as we are just on acquittal day here in incredible Newsweek. John, we're talking about Iowa. We're talking about State of the Union. We're talking about acquittal, and it is only Wednesday. Holy cow. How do we keep up with this?
I don't know. Boy, I think Democrats are doing a whole lot of drinking or maybe hitting the chum, coming up a chum gang or something, because... they need to ease their pain right now.
Yeah, I think that was exactly what we saw last night. Nancy Pelosi was more than frustrated. She's unhinged. That was a total reactionary tearing up this State of the Union speech. But I want to get your impression on one of the Democrats that was sitting on the Democrat side last night, specifically your senator from the great state of Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, who most people consider a moderate Democrat. She earned a lot of praise last night for some more or less right-leaning figures as she stood and she applauded some of President Trump's policies, specifically the Opportunity Zones. I know that she's been partnering with Senator from, South Carolina, Tim
South
Scott.
South Carolina, yeah.
Yep. Tim Scott. And so she seems to be kind of, you know, breaking the mold out of, but then she comes back today and she votes to impeach the president. So what is your impression on her, and is she somebody that is going to be, somebody that Trump could depend upon in a very flippable state like Arizona?
Yeah, she's definitely not a conservative, but she is an actual moderate. And she's also very shrewd. I wrote an article right when she was won her election to the Senate, and we had Democrats for decades calling McCain, he's a maverick. And they use that term because they liked it when he snubbed his own party. Well, I knew from the start that's what Sinema would be for the Democrats. Arizona is interesting. We aren't as much conservative or liberal as we are contrarian. We like kind of sticking a thumb in the eye of people in D.C. and New York City. And, you know, if everybody says, hey, Arizona, you need to adjust to daylight savings time, you know, way back when Barry Goldwater just said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You're telling us what to do. I'm going to do the opposite. And so the attitude is kind of contrarian, and we like someone who stands up for the party, at least sometimes. She voted for both articles, the impeachment, but I think she knew she was going to do that. That's one of the reasons she stood and applauded all the common sense thing, wonderful things that are happening in the State of the Union. She doesn't care that Nancy Pelosi is giving her the stink eye. She doesn't care that the other Democratic senators are horrified that she would applaud this horrible, horrible Republican, because she understands her constituents. She was my representative for several terms. I think it was 3 terms. And anytime you got a mailer for her, you would think she was, you know, a general in the Army. It was nothing but waving flags and military families, and she's focused like a laser on fixing the VA. So she understands her constituents. And I think in her heart of hearts, she's more further to the left, but she's shrewd enough to understand, hey, if I want to keep this gig, it's a nice gig, I better do what the voters want. And that's what Arizona wants. We want someone who at least will respect conservatives and try to get their votes rather than just saying, oh, you're all racist and sexist and homophobes, which is apparently what Democratic candidates for president think will be a winning message for November.
See, this is where I'm really happy to hear this, because although she's a Democrat and on the big important votes like impeachment, she fell in line with her caucus, but she was sitting there last night between 2 former presidential candidates, who was it, Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand, right? And they're right. Sitting there in their, you know, their women's suffragette white, and she's jumping up in her purple, beautiful dress, and I'm thinking to myself, why aren't there more moderate Democrats like that? Because there certainly are a bunch of moderate Republicans, relatively speaking. Where's the Democrat Party today going when somebody like her is left out in the cold and she's the only one standing up applauding?
Yeah, and good for her for not just caving into the pressure from her caucus. And yeah, there, she wore purple when every other woman there was wearing white. That sent a message too. She's trying to be like this purple candidate. And I think what she's doing is just common sense, and it's amazing to me more Democrats don't follow up on it, especially when you're in a red or maybe kind of a state that can go either way. Arizona has been Republican for the past a little over a decade until she won, and that's like every level of state office. Flipped a bit when she was elected. A few Democrats got into it. But traditionally, Arizona really is just kind of an independent attitude. There are more independents than there are Republicans or Democrats here. It's just how people register. And they want to hear about someone doing the things they care about. They don't really care as much as about the D or R after your name. It's just show us results. And that's what she's focused on. Why more politicians don't do that, it's utterly beyond me. And this is why you see foolishness like we've seen from Schiff and Pelosi et al. On just pursuing this insane strategy of impeachment that everybody knew was going to end in disaster for them. If they would have focused on slight improvements to health care, a couple other small ball issues, they'd have a lot more support from their own party, let alone people in the middle like moderates.
Yeah, yeah. Again, some of the policies and issues that President Trump spoke about last night, and I thought it was an outstanding speech, and I think everybody agrees, especially if you like the president or like his policies, it was a good speech. But some of the policies he brought out, and specifically, you know, the Family Leave Act, and he's talking about, you know, adding basically, you know, Medicare and changing health care, and he didn't give any policy decisions on that. But, you know, when he's talking about pre-existing conditions, you know that the wheels are just spinning, you know, 1,000 miles an hour on the national debt clock worth $23 trillion. As a Barry Goldwater Institute guy yourself, share with me your impressions on that. Is it a concern that we no longer have a fiscal conservative as a president as in the Republican Party?
Yeah, it definitely is to me, but it's kind of frustrating because neither party, at least Trump is open about not caring about the debt. What we're used to is Republicans who say, oh, I'm going to pay down the debt and remove the deficits. They just spend, spend, spend. So at least he's being open about it. But that is my big concern with his administration. But, of course, Obama doubled the debt. Bush before him doubled the debt. It's just both parties are doing it. Congresses controlled by both parties just want to spend, spend, spend. And I think for voters in America, there will need to be the equivalent of another housing bubble. And if there's a debt bubble that bursts, we got nothing to pay it off. So hopefully the improvements in the economy will help pay down some of this, but boy, we're nearing a tipping point, and hopefully the good times will keep rolling and we can pay that down a bit with economic expansion.
That's the goal as a conservative, and it's, yeah, I hate to use the word because it's just basically been marginalized, but it is a trickle down. And the goal for everybody, if the tax revenues are coming in because the economy is doing well, manufacturing is moving back, they've expatriated over $1 trillion from companies that moved overseas that are now coming back, this is all good news, and I agree with that. But at the same time, he's standing up there and he wants to turn LaGuardia into South Korea's airport and infrastructure and everything else. And the Democrats will never think it's enough. Republicans think it's too much. Is there a middle ground?
Yeah, I think he can negotiate with Democrats. I think a lot of what he did, though, is just saying, hey, kind of like what he said about Iran. He says, look, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. Here's a small olive branch. I recommend you take it, because if not, nothing's going to get done. And I think he is making this offer to Democratic constituencies, not only for their votes, but also it's like, hey, you've tried opposing me nonstop and overturning the election of 2016 for the past 3+ years. Let's try another method, because it'll be better for you, it'll be better for us, it'll be better for America. But you and I don't see Democrats taking that olive branch. They have to redouble their efforts to, I don't know, impeach him for something else, find some other country he's quote-unquote colluded with and kick him out of office.
John, tell everybody where they could find you at Ricochet and your podcast, please.
Yeah, I'm editor-in-chief at ricochet.com. Come visit. Check it out. We have a lot of podcasts there. I have one titled The Conservatarians. Check that out. And you can find me on Twitter, ExjonXJohn.
Great Twitter feed. It's right up there for me every single day. And fantastic website as well, ricochet.com. And you can also find Whiskey Politics there once a week as well. John, thank you so much, good sir. And you guys are heading into spring, so you got some heat coming up here. So, but we'll be talking again soon. And thank you for joining us on a very slow news day on Wednesday. Take care of yourself, John. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
All right, folks,
don't go away, because we've got another just incredible number of guests coming in tonight as well. We've got Deanna Lorraine coming up in the next hour. She's running against Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to talk a little bit about the unhinged one in the 7 o'clock hour. But I've also got some thoughts of my own before we get to that. Come back right after the break here. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
There's some great bumper music here at Realside Radio. Hey, folks, Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe tonight, and appreciate, as always, you tuning in and checking out our good show. We are on the GCN and Salem Radio Network across the Fruited Plains. And speaking of the Fruited Plains, we've got a caller, Ed from Washington. How are you, good sir?
Yeah, hi. Real quick, like, this would be something that would help our whole entire economy. Every city, county, state, and federal government gives out bids to contractors to do these huge projects. What I would been trying to do is, all I want them to do is to remove the survey of prevailing wage and all supporting language. What that says is, you can, in this country, you cannot go as a contractor and bid on any government contract unless you allow the government to tell you what you have to pay your people. And generally, that's about 35% more than what you pay your employees now. But the problem is, if you don't want to increase to qualify, that means that you can't bid on any government contract. So the only people that can do that are the ones that are willing to show that they pay their people at least 35% more than they would on any other contract for any other American, and that's the only way that you can bid. By removing that survey of prevailing wage, everyone will be able to bid on every government contract instead of just a few that qualify, and that will lower all of the overbloated contracts for all those bonds and everything by at least 35%, that will be open up margin money that could be used elsewhere. Since government doesn't produce its wealth, it only is on our backs to pay. At the existing revenue level we have, government would never have to grow again as far as cost has been concerned in regards to all those bids.
So, Ed, let me ask you a question, because I come from an economics background myself. What will incentivize the government to step outside of crony capitalism, which is essentially what that is?
Because the government does not have the right in our country to go in and demand the way business, because of our open competitive economics, they don't really have the right to go in and micromanage the way you do business. They don't understand how business...
Well, they could pick and choose who they can accept bids from. So when you do RFPs, requests for bids, and you put it out there, they can have open bids, and 1,000 companies could bid, but they could have certain parameters and loophole and hurdles that people have to jump through. And the reason I'm asking this is because you and I both know that the unions are controlling this, right? Or the crony are controlling this, and it's going to go to the same handful of companies that are their friends in the unions or the lobbyists, right? So what's to incentivize them? What's to incentivize them from stop doing that?
Well, look, there's nothing wrong with the way our government is running. It's the people we put in there that misuse their authority and abuse it. The only way we can change that is by electing people who actually go and do their job without introducing this bit of corruption or things that they introduce into it. I'm just saying that they should not have the right to make an abutment where not everyone should be able to not make a bid on their contracts. Now,
gotcha.
They still do that, but the thing of it is, half of the contractors who make a living by bidding contracts to the general public cannot qualify because of this required raise that the government dictates just to qualify to bid. Then, of course, they take the lowest bid. And, of course, there is cronyism. That's another problem with Medicare. They only allow certain people to put in, you know, for their business. But how you get rid of that is a separate matter to the fact that they have no right to demand. That was started in the 1950s by the Democrats because they wanted a base form to be able to vote for them. So the way they reward them is keep these contracts rolling out and out and out. But if you just get rid of that survey of prevailing wage, then every qualified contractor, we'll have to worry about the cronyism afterwards, but at least that would give us a margin where now government doesn't have to, we can live on the existing revenue that they get now, but then happen to keep increasing it.
So for our listeners, the survey of prevailing wage, tell us, is this a federal, is this a state policy?
Well, it started in the 1950s, the federal government did it. And I tried in my own state to introduce legislation, but we have Democrats that won't allow it to go on a vote, because I don't know how many people I've talked to in the government that would love to not have to. They go to any qualified contractor, but they can't do that. They can only go to these ones that are in this system that they do charge more.
Gotcha.
Because that's the only way they can qualify.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
should not be doing business in this country.
Ed, I appreciate you taking the time, giving us a call. Fascinating information. We'll have to definitely check that out. And thanks for listening. Greatly appreciate it. And let me just say this, a couple of things real quickly here, because this is talk radio. And talk radio for me is this kind of interchange, and you know, you've got listeners all across the country that have opinions, and this is where you can come. This is the water cooler still. And you know, you go on Facebook, you go on Twitter, whatever it is, and you can type a comment. It may get read, it may not. You get into a Twitter fight or a Facebook war with somebody and end up calling each other names. That's not really communication. That's not an exchange of ideas. And this is one of the reasons, and I'm just going to say this to you right now, because everybody is just, and I'm sure if you're listening to the show on a regular basis, you're a listener of Rush Limbaugh. And, it's almost 30 years ago, I started listening to Rush. Okay? I was in my 20s, and I was living in Las Vegas. And, you know, we only had the three networks. And that was it. It was before the internet. It was, you know, before really cable news really kicked in. You had CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News didn't happen until, I think, 96, 97. But the fact is that what Rush started to do was he created a way for people to learn what was going on behind the scenes, what Ed was just talking about regarding economic and fiduciary matters that we never knew about. Because they were never discussed, because the mainstream media decided on what we should know. And so just as Bill Clinton became president of the United States, all of a sudden we're starting to hear things about this president that we weren't learning from the mainstream media. Remember Whitewater and, you know, all of the, remember the cattle futures that Hillary invested, what was it, $5,000 and she got over $100,000 back? You know, that was created by Rusty Rush Limbaugh. And I just got to say, seeing him receive the Medal of Freedom last night, and yeah, you know, I can understand if you're on the left, you have a problem with it, but guess what? A lot of people on the left have gotten the Medal of Freedom as well. So, you know, there's a lot of memes that are out there right now with Obama putting, you know, medals around people that are definitely left of center. So I don't have so much of a problem with that, but understanding from the standpoint of being here engrossed in talk radio, folks, what Rush did for radio. Yes, there's been radio for a long, long time before Rush came on board. But what he did was he created a space for folks that knew that they weren't getting all of the facts from the mainstream media. That all of a sudden I can now hear, as Paul Harvey used to say, the other side of the story or the whole story. Okay? And what we were getting from Rush, doused with humor, intelligence, a little bit of edginess that the left absolutely hated. You know, you, I'm sorry, if you're on Twitter the last couple of days, after the announcement that Rush Limbaugh has advanced lung cancer, it has absolutely been disgusting to see the vile humanity that's out there saying the things that they are saying, wishing him dead. That the world would be a better place without Rush Limbaugh. I'm sorry. People are just horrible on Twitter and on Facebook, especially those that are cowardice and don't put their name out. But the fact is that the reason that they attacked him in the 90s, the reason that they attacked him in the 2000s, the reason that they attacked Rush Limbaugh still to this day is because, hey, if you're taking flack, that means that you're right over the target. And Rush was hurting them with 100 million listeners at different times of his career. He was changing the way that people voted. And I was young back then. And I was starting to learn about what Newt Gingrich was doing with a contract with America. I started buying Rush's books and Newt's books and a whole bunch of other people that were writing. And I started to learn. And a lot of my philosophy and perspective today as a right of center, ideologically speaking, person is based upon having that understanding that I learned through Rush. Through my father as well and other forms, but Rush really allowed this knowledge that you and I and many politicians that are in Congress, in the Senate, in the House, today, we grew up with listening. So I know, I'm sure Joe talked about it last night, that you've been praying for Rush Limbaugh. Stage 4, folks, it's serious. The good news is that immunotherapy can be applied to lung cancer. Stage 4 is very, very tough. Hopefully it hasn't spread to the lymph nodes, the liver, and other major organs. He looked like he's, you know, he's challenged last night. He looked like an old man. So I was so thankful to see that, and I want to thank President Trump, because there are thousands of people, many of them you don't know their names of. You may have not known me before tonight, or just, you know, listening over the months as I've been here. But there are thousands of us, people like me, people like Joe, people like Sean Hannity, that all believed that, you know what, the ideas that Rush are talking about, we can carry those ideas on. And thank goodness that that is Rush's legacy. We'll be back. We're going to be talking about, speaking of legacy, what's Nancy Pelosi's legacy? We're going to have Deanna Lorraine, who's running against her up in California 12, right after the break. Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.